The FOIA requests went to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, which has oversight of contamination at the ore terminal, and the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA, which owns the ore terminal located on municipality-owned land. Lead contamination from former operations has plagued the tidelands around the ore basin for decades. Cleaning it up and renovating the port are major goals for Skagway leaders. So, what prompted the FOIA requests? Skagway technical consultant Chad Gubala says it has to do with the institutional controls DEC establishes at contaminated sites such as the ore terminal. Institutional controls are conditions the state puts in place when contaminants remain after a site goes through some cleanup. That happened at the ore terminal uplands in 1989. DEC is now planning to formalize those controls. Sally Schlichting is the unit manager with the DEC Contaminated Sites Program. She says the controls put in place around the 1989 uplands cleanup were never formalized, and DEC wants to remedy that.
Since the site is in operation and there's people there actively, you know, running a facility, it's a good time to go ahead and formalize those, make sure that everybody who's involved, all the stakeholders, are aware of those institutional controls, and they're all reading from the same page, so to speak.
But Gubala says the formalized controls seem like a reinterpretation of the historical restrictions.
The original institutional controls appeared to be very clear-cut with regards to there being an impermeable cap over the entire contaminated area. The new institutional controls seem to redefine what that area is and also appears to make allowances for or special allowance for other types of discharges.
Schlichting says the controls are a combination of the regulations that have been in place for years and standard conditions DEC implements for all contaminated sites. But the municipality chose to send out FOIA requests, Gubala says, to see if there is something else behind DEC's move to formalize controls. He wonders if it has anything to do with recent transgressions on the part of the ore terminal operator. Last spring, DEC Inspector Bruce Wanstall cited Mineral Services, Inc. with a notice of violation for unpermitted water discharges into infiltration galleries. He also cited MSI with a notice of contamination. Borough Manager Scott Hahn says the municipality wants to learn more about those decisions and whether they influenced the finalized controls.
The IC decision was probably affected greatly by the NOV and NOC activity that they took over the past year.
DEC's Schlichting rejected that assertion. She says the notice of violation had no impact on DEC formalizing the controls. And she says the notice of contamination was a mistake that DEC rescinded.
It was a misunderstanding, and it's not how the program operates. And we don't issue notices of contamination.
That's the first time I've heard that. And that's, again, another good thing to get a request for information, because that's the first time I've heard that.
That's Borough Manager Hahn.
I don't think it was a mistake. It can be rescinded, I suppose, but you can't change the facts of what the regulator observed, which caused the NOC to occur. So.
Another complaint from the municipality has to do with lack of local input. Gubala says the landowner, meaning the borough, should have been consulted before DEC sent out the finalized controls. But Schlichting says the controls are final. She says the municipality had input back in 1989 when the original regulations were put in place. Schlichting had no comment on the FOIA requests, which were sent February 29th. Hahn hopes the requests will answer the municipality's questions about DEC's recent actions. So far, he's received no response from DEC or ADA. To see the full FOIA requests, go to khns.org. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.